Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. It's a Monday!
Many great ideas have passed through the segment.
Yep.
Yep, and I promised you at the start of the hour that you would definitely want to buy this invention of mine.
All right.
I stand by it. I truly do. I stand by it.
Okay.
Now,
hit me with it.
Okay. The idea or the business name is called HomeSense. Now, you want to have a guess?
Sense or scent? Like, spell it?
Well, a sense as in like a sensor.
Okay.
Okay, so.
HomeSense.
Yeah. So you got common sense. Humans have that. But what does a home have? Nothing.
Oh, is this HomeSense. Like a smart house that already like happens?
Yes. No, a smart house. Cool. Brilliant. No, this is a smart letterbox.
Okay.
Now, it's super simple. The technology is already there. I would just go around and install it in people's letterboxes, okay? How this works, I go to your letterbox, I install a tiny wee sensor. So when something goes through your little envelope, whatever you call it, hole, it lets you know and it sends you a text. Or you can change it so it rings you. So how many times have you gone, I wonder if the mail's here? Oh, no.
I like doing that.
No, that's, no,
I
you
like
don't,
strolling.
You don't.
I like strolling out of the front of my house, and also my postie comes at 1 o'clock every day.
Okay, it's raining outside, and you're like, oh, did he come, did he not come?
Oh, don't care how that much, to be honest.
But how good would it be if it just simply sent you a call? I mean, it called you.
Nah, I don't care that
All
much.
Those times.
No.
Okay, well, this is
All
this
what
is it.
Times?
All those times we were like, oh, I wonder if we got the mail.
Yeah.
I wonder if the pamphlets are here. I want to find out the specials for this week.
3 meters. I got a no junk mail sticker on mine.
Oh, you don't even like the junk mail.
Do not like the junk mail.
Okay, well, this idea isn't for you then.
Apparently not.
But, hang
like,
on.
I
there's
love
a, there's
getting
more.
Mail. Don't get me wrong. I love getting mail, but it doesn't bother me, like, walking to the mailbox.
Well, okay,
to
you love it so much, there is no delay because you know instantly when it's arrived.
Yeah, but then there's no, like, surprise. Oh, is it here? It takes away the mystery.
No, because
is
you're like,
here?
You're
is
like,
it not
oh,
here?
Who's calling me? Oh, it's my letterbox. How exciting is that? Then you run outside, you open it up, and you go, yay, it's a bill.
Nah, yeah, exactly.
No, but not, I mean, you said you liked mail.
I do like mail.
Okay. Now, there's two aspects to this invention.
Sure.
There's the letterbox sensors, but, and this is where the idea actually originally came from.
Yeah.
I went out the other day to my garage in the morning,
yep.
Realized it was up.
Oh, been there, done that.
I know, and I think a lot of people have had this.
That's what I need more of, something to tell me my garage door's up.
Exactly. So same thing. I come along, I put a sensor in your letterbox, and I put a sensor in your door.
Now that one, I'm there for.
You can set the time, okay? So if you say, the garage door should always be closed after 10 p.m.
Yep.
Or when the sun goes down, whatever.
Yep.
In that moment, if it is not, sends you a text.
That, yes.
Or
I'm
it
on
rings
board
your
for
phone
that.
And just goes, hang on, just letting you know, your garage is
you
up.
You saved my neighbour from texting me going, hey, Beck, is your garage door meant to be up?
Okay, so I told you you would want
this.
This
one I want.
I told you.
Letterbox one, no.
Well, they go,
no. Door open, yes.
It's a 2-for-1.
I don't want both.
You pay me to come and I do both. I mean, you can turn that sensor off, but I'm still installing it.
I don't want that.
Doesn't,
I don't
it doesn't
want
matter.
My mailbox.
Melissa joins us. Melissa, what are your thoughts on this?
I am totally on board for the letterbox.
Yes!
Give us your reasons.
So we live on 5 acres, so we are quite a distance from our letterbox. And I have lots of deliveries that get delivered. And so instead of waiting and then, you know, seeing if it's arrived, I would receive a text to say, hey, your delivery's here. And I'd be like, yeah.
See, makes so much more sense because she lives far away from her letterbox. I have 3 meters to go.
See, it's a great idea. What do you think about the garage one, Melissa? Or you're like, man, our driveway's so far in, it doesn't matter if our garage is up.
I don't have a garage.
Okay.
So you've got her on the letterbox, but not on the garage.
All right. Well, I'm ticking that. That's a massive tick from you then, isn't it, Melissa?
It's totally ticked.
Yes. Thanks, Melissa. We got Emma on the phone. Emma, yay or nay, what are your thoughts about this one?
I think yay on both, and I think you could expand it.
Oh, okay. Give us details. Okay. Partner.
So I reckon you could have, like, an app that is in your phone. So, like, it sends, like, a notification when you get the mail, and you could have, like, a built-in scanner, and you could put all those tracking numbers for those parcels you get into the app. So then as it scans it into your letterbox, it notifies you your parcel is here.
Oh.
And I would love that because I work half an hour away from my home and I work full time and I'm rarely home.
And you don't want to go to the post office.
That's actually...
Yes, exactly.
And the fact that you know what's arrived, because, you know, some people do a lot of online shopping. I'm not saying anyone's
name. I know what you're talking about. I did not order something this morning.
Hey, Emma, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts.
Stew's gone. I'd also like a postie proximity device that gives me a 5-minute warning in case I'm in the loo. That's when they always come.
So true.
Apparently, David said, I'm pretty sure these things all exist. Ring mailbox sensor.
What?
What?
Okay, you do a quick Google search on that to see if that
actually
exists. Okay,
you keep reading. Can you read the one from Carol?
Yeah, I didn't really want to read this one out, but yeah. I don't have a choice. Thanks, Carol. We have an app on our phone, and we can use it to see if the garage door is up or down.
I need that.
Can even make the door go up or down with the touch of a button on your phone. So that's all, everything's smart.
Oh, that's like a smart device.
Yeah.
Can you just, Carol, let me know what that app is that tells you if your garage is up?
I'm pretty sure it comes with the whole system, so you might have to change a few things.
So, yes, Jazeel, sad to say The products, there are video doorbells, security cameras, accessories, blah, blah, blah.
Really?
Apparently.
Video ones are different, though.
No, but it's like a set that they do lots of different things. So I think they exist. Apologies.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.